Alrighty, we're back. Last segment of Davin. I don't know where Davin's done. I don't know where Joe is.
I don't know. I see Mission Control is efforting to fly the vehicle without him.
I never knew Mission.
Oh, wait. I saw an arm, a leg. Oh, his whole body. There it is.
I never knew Mission Control was controlled by a clapper, but you know, you live and you learn. How do you launch a rocket ship? I clap.
I'm never flying again.
All right, let's do some scamming scammers. Let's do that.
All right.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
And canceled. Okay. April 17th of 2020. It's just a music. I take no responsibility for it. So when we last left, Michelle, fake Davin scammer, and Davin actually completed cyber sex, which never happens because usually, like, she has to run away or something, or they stop or whatever, disconnection or, you know, whatever. The boss is here. All sorts of stuff.
Finally.
They did it. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So we'll go to April 17th, 2020. She goes, "Hi, love. How are you doing?" I go, "I'm good. I'm good, baby. How was your sleep?" She goes, "Fine, love. It's just that I saw you in my dream, honey." There you go.
Oh.
There you go. I go, "Wow. What happened in the dream, baby?" She goes, "We have been making love in my dreams."
Wow, she's getting it day and night.
Yes, she is. I go, "Oh, wow, that sounds wonderful. Do you want to tell me the details?" And I give a little heart, a little devil, a little emoji with the heart eyes. She goes, "Details of what happened?" I go, "Yes, in your dream." She goes, "Okay, love." I go, "Cool, tell me about it, baby." She goes, "We are doing anal sex in my dream, honey."
Wow! Wow, it's always backdoor action with this chick.
I mean, that is just like right there.
That's what she wrote? Wow.
Why can't you find a woman like that? Tell me again how I drilled you in the asshole in our dreams, baby.
Yes. Ah, oh, my anal angel.
My anal angel. One anal penetration, two anal I count anal when I try to sleep.
I have to admit that I remember hearing that in some movie as like something that somebody had rented.
What do you mean?
It was anal angels or something. Was it was like a plot point where somebody had rented something called anal angels.
Did you say plot point or plot point?
it was and somebody like they swept. Like switched.
They swipped. There's a new word. I like that word. They swipped.
They switched tape boxes or something, and somebody else got anal angels in their box.
Was this Clerks?
I can't remember what movie it was, but I remember that title very well.
Clearly, it made a lasting impression. Anyway, back to the fun. She goes, "We're doing anal sex in my dream, honey, and I'm so happy."
Oh, wow. She's all about the anal.
I pray for you to do it to me when
joy,
I what
for you to pork me in the ass is like no other.
This guy gets it. She continues, "I pray for you to do it to me when I come back from deployment."
Wow.
By the way, every man's day should start like this in a long-distance relationship. Every conversation with a long-distance love should start "I had a dream last night, and you were doing me in the ass, and I pray for you to do it when we're together again." Because that's really, I gotta say, she's more woman than any woman I've ever met.
When I come back from maneuvers, there's another maneuver I have.
In the back.
That's good.
I go, "Baby, when we are together, we can do anything you wish. I like that you dream about us, baby." She goes, "Okay, love. I pray so. Me too, sweetie. That's why I said I'm so happy, love." Now, this has to be real. She had a dream about me doing her in the ass. I don't see how that could be a lie.
I don't see how that could be a lie either, because that happens all the time.
It could.
What, you have dreams about people doing you in the ass?
All day. All night.
It's a fucking long-ass day.
It's a long-ass day, did you say?
This is a hard day's night, and I've been fucking like a dog. I like that you were happy, baby. Now I'm thinking about your dream. Very sexy, baby. She goes, yes, of course, honey. It was sexy like you said, honey. I go, wish we were together right now. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, what are you doing right now, my love? She goes, I'm having some rest. I go, did you have a hard day, baby? She goes, yes, honey. We were just coming back from patrolling. Almost maneuvers, but patrolling. Always on patrols with this one.
I know.
I go, did it go okay? She goes, what? I go, your patrol. Did it go okay?
What?
What? What?
The anal you had on patrol. I mean,
I hope not. Your patrol, did it go okay? Did you fall asleep, baby? She goes, yes, everything is fine. I go, good. I want to kiss you. She goes, it's just that I'm feeling sleepy, honey. I go, okay, honey, I will let you go. She goes, thanks, love. I love you. And I give her kiss emoji. I go, I love you too, Michelle. She goes, take care of yourself for me, okay? And gives me a bunch of kiss emojis. That's really a sweet thing to say, though. Take care of yourself for me. Now, you could be a cynical prick like Joe is and say, well, she just wants the money. That's why I should take care of myself. But I think there's more.
I mean, it is a good line.
It's a very good line. And off the heels of ass play.
I know. The whiplash is real.
Both so head to toe this one. I go, of course, baby. I go, message me when you wake up. Maybe you'll dream about us again. She laughs, goes, okay, love, I will. I go, I like when you dream about us, and I like that it makes you happy, baby. So we go to later that day, because, you know, there's a time difference. So this is 3:48 in the afternoon on April 17th. She goes, hi, honey, how are you doing, sweetheart? I go, hi, baby, I'm okay. How was your rest? She goes, fine, love. She goes, where you been, sweetheart? I go, doing some work. I missed you, baby. I guess you are gone. Then we go to the 19th.
I just wish once that she would ask you what you were doing and you would say, I was on patrol.
Maybe I will. That's a good line. I was doing anal. I was practicing for when you come back.
I was practicing with patrols.
Yes, patrols.
What?
She goes, miss you too, sweetheart. I'm here with you, honey. That's April 20th. I go, hey. So some days are going by now.
Yeah.
I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm well, love. How are you? She goes, fine. It's just that I'm missing you so much, honey. I go, I miss you too, love. Wish I was with you right now to hug and kiss you. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, thinking about you makes me smile. It does, because I know I'm going to have a good segment. She goes, where are you now, baby? I go, I am home, love. Where are you? She goes, I'm just coming back from patrolling. Joe's favorite verb.
Patrolling.
Patrolling.
Yeah. What is this a euphemism for, we wonder?
Diddling. I go, you are in your room? Where'd you go? Michelle, I hate when you just vanish in the middle of a conversation. It makes it very difficult to communicate and connect with you.
And it leads to continuity issues.
It certainly does.
On my show. So
a half hour later, she goes, sorry, honey, I'm here with you, honey. 15 minutes later, I go, it's just hard, babe. She goes, what, honey? And that was the next day at 6:53 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. Having a conversation with you. She goes, no, honey, I'm here with you, sweetheart. I go, yes, but then you go in the middle of a conversation with no warning. She goes, I'm sorry, honey. It will not happen again, I promise. I go, you always say that, baby, LOL.
And you do it again.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the anal, I probably wouldn't stay in this relationship. She goes, it will not happen again, sweetheart. I go, and it does. Can I tie you up and make passionate love to you? She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. I go, if you leave in the middle and break your promise, I get to tie you up and make love to you. See, like you just did now. You just promised and you did it again. Do you know what a promise is?
Oh, bondage up yours.
What?
It's a song.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. She goes, yes, honey, I know what a promise is because I'm still here with you, honey. I go, then why the long time in between response?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm sorry for late responding, honey. I go, why does it happen so much, love of my life? She goes, but you know that I'm a soldier. I go, yes, honey, but goodbye takes no time. I'm a rock soldier, and I always say goodbye.
I'm a rock soldier?
Yeah, it's an Ace Frehley song. Rock soldier.
Oh, no. I'm feeling meatball. Meatball.
Wow.
Meatloaf moment coming.
When we opened up the Ace Frehley show, I'm sitting there, and it was in Race Auto. No, it was McClinton. That's how long ago. It was 10 years ago. And we're opening up the H3. We took a bath on the show. But I just wanted to go home and watch the Giants game. My car got blocked. So I'm in there. I walk back in the club, and they're doing Rock Soldiers. And I'm sitting there going, really, are we? Yeah.
I don't know if you are, but I am, Joe.
Really, are we?
I go, yes, honey, but goodbye. Takes no time. I'm a rock soldier, and I always say goodbye. Baby, I just need more Michelle. Can you give me more Michelle? I guess not. Crying emoji. The next day, hours later, for April 22nd, hi, love, how are you doing, sweetheart? I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm fine. I miss you, baby. I go, I miss you. We never talk, baby. Guess you are not there.
Jeez.
And then 10, 12 hours later, hello, love. How are you doing, honey? I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing, honey? I go, okay. How are you? She goes, fine, love. I miss you, baby. I go, you're never around. When we start talking, you go. I'm afraid we will lose our love. This is April 24th, so we are just flying through days here.
Yeah. It's like she like says, hi, I miss you, and then bomb.
Yeah. She's like, just checking in. Just keeping it alive. Keeping our love alive.
How are you supposed to, you know, work your way up to the anal when there's such long pauses in between conversations?
I'm already in, so.
Oh, that's true.
Now we go to April 26th, so we even skip a day.
Yeah.
She goes, hi, love. How are you doing? I go, hey. Hey! I think this is me being cold.
Oh, okay.
I think. She goes, baby, where you been? I go, waiting for you. Just say hi. You just say hi and go. See? Like right now. This is not real relationship at this point. It's hi and bye. Actually, not even bye.
Yeah, not even bye. Really?
That was April 27th. She goes, how are you doing, love? What are you doing right now, honey? I go, I'm home. Where are you? She goes, doing what, honey? I go, I'm on the computer. What are you doing? She goes, same here, love. I go, are you in your room? She goes, yes, honey. And you? I go, cool. Yes, hon. I miss you. I miss talking to you. Our intimate time together. I miss it all, babe. She goes, same here, love. Miss you too, sweetheart. I go, I need more of you, Michelle. I really do. I really want to hold you and kiss you. See, my fear here is that if she's spending less time with me, she's spending more time with other people actually scamming them and becoming victims of that we just read about.
I was just thinking that.
So I need more Michelle.
Yeah, you need to occupy more of her time.
Yes, it can't just be dreams of anal. there needs to be mindless chatter.
Yeah, lots of it.
Yes. Someone loves you, and then for me to get like upset for no good reason and start a fight. Yeah. That's how this bit works.
Yeah, I know. You're like, you can't be off scamming somebody else. What are you doing?
I go, I really want to hold you and kiss you. I go, go on again. This is what I'm talking about. She goes, I'm here with you, honey. I go, but I really want to kiss your soft lips. Ugh, never mind.
Who said ugh, never mind?
That was me.
Why?
Because she's gone again.
Oh, okay.
She's like the wind. Look at Joe staring like a serial killer. She goes, hi, honey. How are you doing? Oh, he's alive right before he fucking kills you. She goes, hi, honey. How are you doing?
Sorry. Those girls got me some Baileys. I like it.
Yeah, I see. You fuckers, slow down, stupid. You're going to miss what? You're gonna miss work on Thursday. You keep drinking like that.
Thursday.
She goes, hi, honey. How are you doing? Where are you right now, honey? Hey, by the way, you could go to the liquor store and buy your own Baileys, you fucking cheap motherfucker. I go home.
Yeah, for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what to give the person that has a bad liver.
But wait, you're drinking Baileys and then chasing it with beer? That's not a good combo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he didn't ask your opinion.
No, I know he didn't, but I had to offer it.
Yeah, well, you've done enough.
I got whiskey, too. I figured I'd try the Baileys.
She asks where I am. I tell her home. She goes, okay, honey. How was your day out there today? I missed you so much. I go, it was fine. How was yours? She goes, fine, too. It's just that I'm missing you, honey. Stressful, bae. Bae, this is new.
Oh, no. You know when they start using different language?
Nah, I'm sure it's
all right.
She goes, stressful, babe, but I feel much better now that you're here with me. I go, glad I make you feel better. I go, are you in your room? She goes, not yet, babe. Or beeb, B-E-B-E, baby.
Baby.
I go, okay, where are you? She goes, here in the control room, bae, just to be able to talk with you.
Wait, Joe's in the control room. Joe, are you with her?
Joe, say hello to Michelle.
Michelle? Are you on anal? All right.
She's intimidated by the cock behind your head.
It's rather large.
Yeah, I'm intimidated by it. This is April 28th, by the way. She goes, here in the control room bay, just to be able to talk with you. I go, oh, that is nice. She goes, if my colleagues here in the control room, I go, I can let you go since you have company. Don't want to be rude. She goes, no, bay, it's fine. Everyone facing the screen. There was an outbreak of war with the Talibans today.
The Talibans?
Tally me banana.
Come, Mr. Taliban.
Tally. That's U.S. military slang for Taliban.
Is it really?
Boy band.
No.
They're blowing up all over.
They're boy band.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
There you go, Joe. She goes, it was so terrible, honey. We lost three of our men over here, too. So painful, because two of them are very close friends of mine in the military. We're wait for a command leader from the headquarters. I go, that's terrible, baby, especially since it is the Saudis attacking Yemen and the Taliban are not involved.
Wow, that's really quite an issue. How dare you inject reality into this?
How dare you?
Correct her on who
they were attacked, but when you're with me, I'm going to come up from the rear.
This is so bad. She doesn't even know who the enemy is.
No, she doesn't. I'm the enemy.
Yes.
And she's sleeping with the enemy.
Well, she has no idea that you're the enemy.
No. I go, that's terrible, baby, especially since it's the Saudis attacking Yemen and the Taliban are not involved. They must have swam over from Afghanistan. It's brutal.
Oh, man. Smack.
What? No?
Oh, no. It's perfect. It's great.
She goes, very terrible, honey. But one thing that came on my mind was you, my love.
That's fair. She didn't even listen to what you said.
Nope. Didn't get a damn thing.
She does not understand this language.
Which, again, makes you wonder, like, how do they get so successful?
How do they...
Do you just get lost in the anal and pay no attention to anything else?
I keep thinking about anal. I don't know what she's talking about war, because I keep thinking about anal. Do not isolate that.
We know, dear. We know. She goes, "Yours was all that was on my mind." I go, "You are on my mind. Please be careful of the Taliban. I wouldn't be surprised if Nazis are attacking as well."
No.
I did.
Come, Mr. Taliban, bring with you Hitler.
Hitler, come and Mussolini, go home.
Terrible song. Terrible.
Now, are you guys surprised that after everything's been going so well, I don't play along?
No. This is great. Go.
I'm surprised she hasn't asked for money.
Joe, she gets anal in her dreams. That's all she needs.
I know.
That's enough to sustain a young woman.
I guess.
She hasn't asked for money or for the vacations in a while.
No. She goes, I just want you to know that I've never stopped thinking about you. You're everything I have now and the only one I want to be with till the end of my life. I go, I feel the same, hon. She goes, thanks, bae. You're one of the best things... You know what?
Same.
Nothing out of you, because when I get all nicey nice, you go, yuck. So go fuck yourself over there.
Move along.
Yeah, it's like you and I. Yeah, I hope it's not a check gig tonight. Yeah, I feel the same way.
And also, she just skips over the Hitler references.
What's she going to say?
She's going to say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, but I just pretty much said that to her.
I know you did.
So. She goes, thanks, bae. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I go, oh, honey, that is wonderful to hear. Maybe we'll live happily ever after and have 15 kids. Going to blow that vagina out.
Damn.
She goes, I hope you aren't playing with my feelings, bae. I go, of course not. She goes, are you going to promise me that? You know, I've been heartbroken twice, and I don't want to be the same anymore. What?
It's like 15 kids, and I'm going to do you in the ass. You're going to sneeze. You're going to sound like a fucking boat whistle.
Oh, my God.
And if you come like a boat whistle, Joe will do an impression of you in his 7 minutes. I go, you never told me about your past heartbreaks. She goes, so you're to promise to never leave me, not break my heart, not cheat on me, honey. You're to promise me that, bae. It's in the past now, bae. Remember, we have a lot to talk about when I'm home. I go, my heart and my dick are yours.
I think that's what Mr. Helix wrote in my Valentine's Day card.
My heart and my dick are yours.
But the balls are mine.
All mine. No touchy-touchy.
She goes, same here for you, honey. That is not what I wanted to hear.
Your dick is mine? What?
She goes, I love you so much. I said, your dick is mine? LOL. Ruh-roh. She laughs. She goes, "My is all yours, bae. I wish I had a dick, but I don't, bae. Come on." Thank God. I go.
If I only had a dick. Whoop, doo, 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 doo. Yeah, was it?
I go, if you have a dick, we need to talk, LOL.
I wish I had a hard on, but I've only done it.
Such a musical attempt tonight.
I wish I had a hard on.
So I said, if you have a dick, we need to talk, LOL. She goes, I can't have that, LOL. I go, thank goodness. She goes, your dick is mine and mine alone. I go, it is. It wants you. She goes, so tell me, bae, what are you having tonight for dinner?
Wait. My dick wants you. So what are you having for dinner?
Fish.
Yeah, really?
Are you asking the dick this question? Or are you asking?
Nom, 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 nom. I go, probably won't eat. What about you? She goes, sorry, bae. I want to get something. Why aren't you eating anything, bae? It's already late over here. I go, what'd you get? She goes, a cup of coffee. I go, ah, gotcha. She goes, don't worry. When I'm back home, I'll make you a very good homemade food. I go, what's your favorite to cook? She goes, I like mashed potatoes. Okay.
Man cannot live by mashed potatoes alone.
I go, yum, but I don't think that's a meal, LOL. Come on, woman.
Yeah, have some more mashed potatoes. Oh, for God's sake.
She goes, yes.
What are you going to make? I'm going to make a home-cooked meal. What are you going to make me? Shingles and some nails and 2x4.
What?
Mashed potatoes are a bit nummier than shingles.
Nom, 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 nom. She goes, yeah, but I do like it. Vegetables, too, and lemon juice. I go, anything my baby wants, she gets. She goes, aw, gives me the emoji with all the kisses on it. She goes, you going to take me out for ice cream, LOL? Of course, with whipped cream. She has 3 smiling emojis with the heart, the tongue out. I go, anything you want. She goes, thanks, babe. I go, you're welcome. You knew that, though. She goes, I really don't want much, but I have mine surprises for you, too. And a winky emoji.
You do.
Yeah.
I go, oh, really? Do tell. She goes, nope, it's my surprise for you, babe. It's the dick!
Ta-da!
Surprise!
Ta-da. I lied, honey.
She goes, give me a hint. She goes, nope, nope, nope. And
it's the dick.
I go, food? She goes, so tell me, babe, you had your shower already? I go, not yet, have you? She goes, yeah, hours ago. You remember, it's already late here. I go, true. I go, you are nice and clean. She goes, as always, babe, just for you, darling. I go, I like to make you dirty, devil emoji, which Pip doesn't believe in. I go, you got quiet. She goes, aw, I can't wait, babe. Sorry, babe. I'm a bit sleepy. I go, sweet dreams. She's okay, babe. Always know that someone pretty lady right here loves you so much, okay? And don't talk to any other woman, okay? I love you so much, babe. Talk to you later when I'm awake. I go, not even talk? She gives a bunch of kissing emojis. Out, Pip. I can't talk to you anymore.
I know. I was just going to say, wait a minute. What's happening?
I blow her a kiss emoji. Do you want to do another day or you want to stop?
I think that's a good nighty-night moment.
Okay. All right. We will do that then. We will stop there.
Right you there. Know, it's a shame, though, that there's like... Well, it's a very strange combo of really, like, lewd and also romantic. I mean, I think that's realistic, that, you know, this is how couples, you know, talk to each other. But, you know, there's this nice stuff, and then all of a sudden it's like, straight to the anal! Oh, my God.
Well, that's how she started my day.
I know. It was like, good morning, my angel. And then it's like, straight...
But,
and then on to the rest of the
day. You know, to Joe's point, she really doesn't ask for a lot. She's never asked for money. She's only asked for me to get for the leave, which of course leads to money. But she's not even doing that a lot. Like, this feels more, for lack of a better word, real. Like, if you can overlook the complete lie and absurdity that she doesn't know who the fuck is attacking her. If you can overlook that, if you can overlook international issues.
If you can overlook the complete bullshit aspect of
this. Yeah, like, if you can overlook that she's completely full of shit and a dunderhead, this feels real.
After those minor issues.
Yeah, like... And plenty of people do.
They do. That's what I'm saying, is that you get that, you know, love juice in your head and you start...
Or thinking, in your ass.
Or in your ass, depending on which side they flip you over onto. I mean, it's just...
Okay.
you do tend to overlook things that don't fit in your schema of who your beloved is.
I don't know how you could overlook they don't know who the fuck they're fighting. Now, I don't know how many people know what's going on in Yemen.
Well, Sam, a lot of people would not even ask the question.
But if you did pick it up, how do you overlook that?
You don't. You don't. I mean, I don't know what kind of conversations people who have been scammed get. But, I mean, particularly somebody who was in the military, they're not going to miss all these mistakes.
Well, I am a rock soldier.
A rock soldier.
I am a rock
soldier. Exactly. But has their attention to detail over the years ever been that good?
No. No.
No.
They're not. And so, but, so,
because they're used to dealing with people that are very lonely, that are not thinking clearly because they're in a lonely state, where they can get away with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, people who are lonely are probably willing to suspend disbelief to keep the relationship.
I don't know. That's a pretty big overlook. You don't know who the fuck you're fighting.
Yeah, no, it is a big overlook. I'm not saying that I can put myself in some people's position because the mistakes are too big, and that would really make me, you know, wonder about who am I talking to? What? Why the hell don't they know this? That would bother me. But I can't speak for everybody. I mean, a lot of people would know to ask that question, Davin, honestly.
But on the other hand, she does say a lot of nice things. Take care of yourself for me.
Yeah.
I want to cook for you.
Yeah.
That dick is mine. I mean, these are things we all want to hear.
Dick is mine.
My dick is yours. What? What?
The dick is mine. Mine, mine. The dick is mine.
So do we think this is a woman or not?
I'm starting to lean towards more than it's a woman.
What do you think, Joe?
I think it's a guy.
Why? For the love of anal that you have?
No, it just seems that, I don't know, it's not that romantic.
Well, wait a minute. Not everybody's talks in Hallmark flowers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is, like, a lot of this conversation seems like it could be legitimate, like, conversation between two people that like each other, love each other, whatever.
I mean, I do. All day long. Hallmark and fucking romance all day.
And then you wake up in an anal.
Yeah. Surprise anal.
The best part of waking up is a cock in your butt. Wasn't that an old coffee commercial?
It wasn't.
Best part of waking up is a cock in your butt. Yeah, that's how
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, that's how I think that's how it went. Yeah.
How was I not? How would nobody ever hire me to write jingles?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of real elements to it. I think she says a lot of real things. Now, it could be a skilled guy.
Yeah, well, but it also could be, you know, I mean, a lot of the times in acting, they say, use what you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of
anal?
Times.
Really, Pip?
Well, I'm not writing this shit. I didn't mean me.
You know, if Pip was writing about, yeah, so I want you to penetrate my fissure.
Yeah, I'd be like, stay away from there. No, no. Wrong door.
I don't like anal. I really don't like the real Pip would come in.
I really, really, really don't want that.
Pip would have like the worst cyber sex ever. Yeah, so I'm at the hospital again. Just thinking of you and this pain in my ass. No, you're not a pain in my ass. I have a real pain in my ass.
Yeah, a real pain in my ass. Not you. I'm not saying that you're a small pain in my ass.
Honey, can you send me $500 to pay for fixing this fissure?
I got a fissure reminiscent of the Grand Canyon. Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
I went to the dentist to fix my fissure. There's me. Go. You don't go to a dentist. That dentist is a mouth doctor.
Stop yodeling at my fissure. That's not funny anymore.
Yodeling at my fissure. Joe's forthcoming album.
No, he's an asshole doctor. You shouldn't insult a man like that. Pretty reputable.
I think this is, there are sweet moments in this. Like, she says like a lot of things. This person says a lot of things that would woo.
Yes.
But then there are things that drive you mad. The disappearing.
Oh.
The not knowing who the fuck is attacking you.
Oh, I've had toll collectors tell me sweeter shit than that. Are you kidding me?
No toll collector ever say, "Oh, Mr. Curry, I was waiting for you. You know, I dreamed about you plowing me in the asshole last night." You've never had that.
How do you know he's never had that?
Plowing me in the asshole with the toll.
Oh, stop it.
Thank God they're gone. Replaced by a piece of plastic. Good, fuck them.
Just like tits.
I missed something there, but I don't. Please go on.
Sometimes tits are replaced by plastic tits.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, beach balls.
All right. So I don't. It's interesting.
It isn't interesting that she's got two definite different ways of speaking. Like romantically, she's like right into like the like. I don't want to say dirty talk, but I mean, she's into like pretty graphic sexual talk. And then all of a sudden she's all hearts and flowers.
I don't get the feeling that this is two different people, though.
No, I didn't mean that. I just mean that there's quite a dichotomy
of
her
conversation.
Yeah, but
that's real.
Yeah, it is real.
You know? I mean, here I'm all about anal, but I have other facets to my personality.
Well, here, not in this room, you're not at all. Oh, God! No. I don't want that picture in my head, thank you.
All right, so what would we say about that one? I got to write that down. Michelle has a dream, and she doesn't know who the enemy is.
Anal and flowers.
Anal and flowers. My forthcoming album.
Sounds like a bad act. It's Anal and flowers.
Actually, it's my book of poetry. Anal, wherefore art thou anal? In the ass, stupid. It's right there in the name. It's in the ass. Why are you asking?
Oh, my God. It's, I mean, the way she started out the day, I was dreaming about you plowing me in the ass.
Let me tell you something. Seriously, let's do a little experiment.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes.
When you wake up,
uh-huh.
Roll over to Mr. Helix. No, seriously.
Okay.
And tell him that you had the dream.
Okay.
About you having anal sex. Tell him. See what smile comes up. First, bewilderment. And then, but then, because he knows it's a tender area. But then I guarantee you he will fucking light up that you had that dream. I guarantee. If you start the day that way. Seriously.
I am not putting that out there. I'm not planting that seed.
Why?
Because then there might be repercussions later.
Why can't you be a team player?
No, not in this area.
Why can't you put your ass on the line for the good of the show?
No, I've put my ass on the line in other ways plenty of times. Nope, sorry.
Because you know he would fucking love to start the day that way with that conversation.
And
you won't give him that type of joy.
I think that would certainly get a rise out of him, but I don't
see.
But I gotta go to work now.
So that's what if you're trying to manipulate somebody, that's a fucking great way to start the day.
Right. Well, whether you are or aren't into that, it certainly does lead to intrigue.
Well, I mean, she knows my parents are into it for me, so she's trying to win over my parents.
Well, yeah, it's like, well, this would be a great conversation for the first time you have dinner over their house together.
Sure, parents are coming over and want to make a good impression. Tell them about that time where you dreamt I plowed you in the ass. Go on, Ma. Listen, you're going to like this story. pass the stuffing.
No, don't pass potatoes right now. Not during this story. No.
No, this is a story about fucking past the stuffing. No, I don't want mushrooms in it. All right.
Stuffing and stuffing.
We'd like to thank Sensei Ferdico. What? What? No?
What a segue.
I'm trying to wrap up the show here.
Yes, please.
I'd like to thank Sensei Ferdico, Russ Ferdico, for his continued support. He's scheduled to come in next week. So we hope that happens.
Awesome.
Yes. And if that's the case, I believe Pip is going to come up with Savage Medicine for us.
Oh, okay.
I believe that was the plan there. Joe, I believe you have a sponsor for us.
Yes. I got a spot to read. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner David of Davin Stan. Davin, what do we got coming up?
As you can tell, that since they're back on board, business has picked up again. So a lot of the parties that have canceled have rescheduled. So we're probably going to do something in the summer. But that's
all
a good.
Right, so keep posted. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990 or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
It is definitely a good sign that they're back.
I got more stuff going. Tomorrow night, I will be.
Hold on. It's not time yet for that. We have to thank Side-Splitting Productions, my company. Then you plug your shit, stupid. You know, the company that hires you a lot. Side-Splitting Productions. You need a comedian? Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us 551-404-3094. Now, Joe.
All right. Tomorrow I'll be on John LaRocchia's show on Laughter Saves Lives Live. Be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Go to Strong Island Television on Facebook or Strong Island on YouTube.com. Check that out. Saturday, I will be a guest spot in the Comedians of the Compound show at Governor's in Levittown, New York. Show starts at 8 o'clock. A lot of people are coming down, hang out, and go to govs.com for tickets and information.
Very good. And Joe will be doing a different 7 minutes, he promises. Saturday, I'll be in New Hope, Pennsylvania. Don't know where. So if you want to know, message me.
Nice little town.
Yeah, it's not far from the house, so I'm happy. Well, it's a couple hours, but for me, that's I'm happy. Yeah. Picked it up last moment, make a couple shekels.
Coming after you in a van?
What do you mean?
You don't know where you're going to New Hope, but you don't know where. It's like, what, is a van just going to come and pick you up and you're going?
I might be whisked off. No, I just picked up the gig today, and I don't have the information yet. But I know I'm making money, so that pleases me. Lord knows I can pay for it because I got a backsplash to pay for. First time out of the box did the contractors thing. I mean, I have more jokes, but I didn't get to it with that. Two applause breaks on it.
Nice.
Yeah. So
cool.
See if that continues. All right. Fun show, kids.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. Thank you guys all for listening live or on the podcast, however you consume this product. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.